The Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel. Hadi Yasu V'Kamri says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, Kol Shenei Dei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin Lo Yehei Lo Yisik Imoim." Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'Koshim Lo Olam Yois Medar Hamabel." If somebody Rachman Tzlon, it Paskin Shailus and Gittin V'Kedushin, we discussed this in our previous shurim, and isn't proficient in those halachas. It's even worse, says the Gemara, than what happened in the Dor HaMavel. And the Mefarshim give many explanations why this is even worse than the Dor HaMavel. The Ravid explains that as bad as the Dor HaMavel was, they weren't over the Aveir of Eishes Ish. The Ravid says another pshat: if someone lives with an Eishes Ish who is obviously not supposed to be married to, that's something that's constant. Whereas if somebody does an Aveira, as bad as it is, it isn't being done on a constant basis. Another pshat is by the Dor HaMabel, there was no consideration of Eishes Ish, because at that point, there was no din of Eishes Ish by Akum. Another pshat is somebody in the Dor HaMabel, they did Averis, and certainly we cannot defend doing Averis, but they did it because the Yetzirah prevailed over them to do the Avera. Here, if somebody didn't have a proper Kedushin, he just did the wrong thing without having the Yetzirah trying to have him do the wrong thing, and that's why it's worse. Another pshat: in the Dor HaMabel, the people do the Aveira by themselves. Here, when a Rav is Mesadeh Kedushin or Get improperly, he's being Machshel someone else. And being Machshel someone else is always worse than doing the Aveira yourself. And how do we know that indeed it's so terrible? Because the Pasuk says the Gemara, a pasuk in Hosea, all of a kachesh, v'rotzach v'ganav, v'noyev, partzu, damim v'damim nagu. And the pasuk continues there, al kain ta'oval oretz, v'umol kayosheba, the world will be in avelus and in terrible sorrow, b'chayis ha'sod ba'if ha'shmayim, v'gam digay yom yosefu. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, how does this pasuk indicate that they were nichshol neshtzish? K'metagim Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef interpreted the pasuk, melidim banim nishin partzu, he says, means melidim bashim neshich avreim, they have children from neshtzish. Choyven al choyven mesifin, and the pasuk, as we just said, says al kein toivel aretz umlo kol yoshiba b'chayis asad levoy v'shmayim v'gam degei ayam yosefu. In the Dor HaMabel, the fish weren't punished. What was on dry land died. Even when the dogim and the yam perished, this sin is even worse. But the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara says, "Kinematargim Rabbi Yosef." The Mefarshim ask, who's the Targum that Rabbi Yosef was quoting? He was quoting the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel. So why does the Gemara say that it was Rabbi Yosef who said this interpretation? So Rashi says, because Rabbi Yosef was an expert in Targum. And Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kufta Zvav Amin Aleph and Baba Kama says that Rabbi Yosef, we know, was unfortunately blind, and therefore he wasn't allowed to say Devarim Devar Torah Baal Peh, by heart, because there's a halacha, as the Gemara teaches us, Devarim Shebeksav Yatur Shor Lomrim LaPeh, the Gemara that we're going to have later in our Masechta Daf Samach Amin Aleph, and that's why he said it Beloshen Targum. I the Mefarshim ask, that just like we, as the Gemara is going to teach us, write Torah Shabbat Peh, because Eis Lasis Lashem Heferu Torah Secha, so a blind person should have the right to say Dvaram Shabbat Baal Peh, because he has no choice. So some say the Rabbi Yosef did not want to rely on this heter. The Rabbi Yosef did not want to rely on the heter, even though maybe he had a heter to say Dvaram Shabbat Baal Peh. The Retvaz in a tshuva in Chelik Ches Simin Yud, in discussing this halacha of Dvaram Shabbat Iyat Roshoy Lamer Malpeh, the question that he discusses is this only for psukim in the Chamishi Chumshe Torah, or is it even psukim in Nach? And he says, from our Gemara, and the way we just quoted the Rishonim, that Rabbi Yosef went out of his way specifically to say the Dvarim Shebiksav, not to say, because he was blind, not to say the Pasuk, but only to say the Targum, because he was blind. And here we're talking about a Pasuk in Hosea. So we see that this halacha even applies to psukim in Nach. And the Ratva says that the raya may not be a compelling raya, because he says it could be that Rabbi Yosef got accustomed to saying these things b'ksa b'alper, because in the Chamishi Chumshi Torah, as we just said, he certainly has to say it b'ksav. And once he got accustomed to that, he continued that even by Nach, even though the halachan may not necessarily be that by Nach we have to be machma. But then he concludes that Poshib Shat, we should be machmer even by Psukim of Nach. And he explains, why indeed is the halacha so strong that Dvarim Shebiksav yet to Rishoy Lomer Malpeh? One is because you have to be careful to make the proper place where to make a comma in a period in a Pasuk. Otherwise, there could be disastrous ramifications where the Pasuk's entire meaning will be incorrect. So if you read it inside, you'll make the proper stop. Or because every word of the Torah is laden with drushes. Both of those reasons apply to Dvarim Sheb, apply to Psukim in Nach. So now the question is, many people say Tehillim Baal Peh. How could you say Tehillim Baal Peh? It's Psukim of Nach, Ksuvim. So there are two answers that he gives. One is that this halacha was only said Dvarim Shebapeh to Hashem Lamer Malpeh on Dvarim Shebechoyva, Psukim that were obligated to say. If somebody is just saying Tehillim, as powerful though as those tefillos are, they're not something that we're obligated to say. And since they're not something that we're obligated to say, the din of Dvarim Shebechoyva, Dvarim Shebechoyva, you have to show him Lamer Malpeh, doesn't apply. And the other reason he suggests, is that the halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav, Yatar Shoy Lomer Malpeh, is only when you're saying, is only when you're being mitzi other people. In a situation when you're not being mitzi somebody with the words that you're saying, the halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav, Yatar Shoy Lomer Malpeh, doesn't apply. So actually, this halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatar Shoy Lomer Malpeh is a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Tes, Aruchayim, says, Afgav the Kaimelon, Dvarim Shebiksav Yatar Shoy Lomer Malpeh, the words of Torah you're not allowed to say Alpeh. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Davish Rogel V'Shogel B'Fi HaKol, something that everybody is proficient in, going Prishma Brichas Kahanim or Brashas Atamid Kiyotz Behen, the halacha is that's mutter. And it's interesting, just to say, the Shari Tshuva says that just like Dvarim Shebiksav, Yet to Rishon Leimer Alpeh, says the Shari Tshuva, it goes the other way as well. Dvarim Shebalpeh, Yet to Rishon Leimer Biksav. So he says the halacha is that Targum, he says the halacha is that one should not say, in those days they were matbid, not to say the Targum from a sefer, they said the Targum Balpeh. Obviously, I'm not sure that if there's anyone Bizman Azeh that can say that they're so proficient in the Targum that they could say the Targum Balpeh. So here we see that the Shulchan Aruch says that we have to be machmer in this halacha. The only head that the Shulchan Aruch gives is if something, if we're proficient in Dvarim Shebiksav. And we, as we're learning in our shir, that the halacha is even psukim of nach is the same halacha. The basis for this halacha is the pasuk that says, and the Gemara later in Amasechta Daf Samach darshins Dvarim Shemati L'cha B'Ksav Iyat Terushoyim L'Belpeh. There's actually a machloikis if this is an Isser D'Raisa or it's only an Isser D'Rabbonim. So the question is that we know that we say Psukim all the time B'Belpeh. And we sing songs that are based on psukim, and of course, we say them bal peh. So, how is it mutter? So, the first heter is the heter of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it has to be if it's shogeh b'fi hakol. If these are words that everybody knows, then the halacha is that it's mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this heter of shogar has to be a posik that's shogar for everyone. Let's say you are proficient, you're a big expert in Tanakh, and you know these psukim bal peh. But most people don't know these psukim bal peh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't rely on this heter. And furthermore, vice versa. Let's say indeed this is a posik that is shogar b'fi kol. Most people know this pasuk, but you don't. So you don't have a heter, even though other people will have a heter. We also said, Tosfos holds that if it's only an issa when you're coming to be mitzi other people. But if you're not being mitzi other people, there is no issue. So it's only an issue like when you're laning. There are others that are mekel, the Chavos Yor, says that and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chavos Yor and Sifkat Vav. If all you're trying to do is daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu or say psukim of tachnunim or zmirois HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then this issa doesn't apply. Another heter, which the Mishnah Berurah says ef sheyesh lahakel, is let's say somebody saying a drasha. And as a Rav is saying a drasha, he very commonly quotes many psukim. So it would be a big tircha de tzibura for him to have to keep on opening up a chumash or a nach to read the psukim. So because of a tircha de tzibura, the chazal were mekel. There's another heter that the Rav Yos suggests, that if somebody is only using the psukim, not because he's trying to quote a pasuk, but he's just trying to use it as part of his conversation, that isn't included in this issur. Another heter, which is a very important heter, is because the issur of Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyat Terushoy Lomer Alpeh, B'Ksav, is even when you write, that you can't write a pasuk without looking into the chumash or to the nach and writing it as you look at the words in the Chumash or the Nach. So a heter for that is only is not to write the entire pasuk. If you leave out words from the pasuk, then you aren't violating Dvarim Shebiksav Yeter Rishoyim Lemebapeh. Another heter the Kolbe suggests, if you say it Balachash, if you're saying the pasukim quietly, there is no Isser. Another heter is that if you're part of a tzibur and the entire tzibur is saying the pasukim and you're joining with the tzibur, there is no Isser. Another heter is that it's only also to say Dvarim Shebiksav Bapeh if you're saying it with the tamim, with the trop. Another heter is, as we quoted the Ratfaz earlier, it's only psukim that you're obligated to say. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer suggests that it's only that Dvarim Shebiksav Yeter Rishoyim Lomer Bapeh means that you have to say it from inside a kosher Sefer Torah or inside Nevi'im and Ksuvim that were written properly. So he suggests that just like we have the heter of Eis Lasses L'Hashem Mefer Teresecha, they realize that if we won't commit the Torah Shebapeh to writing, the Torah Shebapeh will be forgotten. It goes the other way as well, that if we won't allow Dvarim Shebiksav to be said Balpeh, and will be makbid that they always have to be written, read from a kosher Sefer Torah or kosher Nach, which of course is impossible, people will stop learning and saying the words of the Torah Shebiksav. And therefore the heter of Eis Lasses L'Hashem Haferu Teresecho applies. And actually, I saw the Kaf HaChaim takes it a step further. We don't want to stop people from learning. The purpose of this halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav Yater Rishoyim Lomer Alpeh was not to curtail people from learning. And if it's going to cause people not to learn, then we haven't. Then that's not the kavana of the issur. However, it is important to quote the words of the Magen Avraham in this halacha. The Magen Avraham says the Yesh Day is Shoynis. There are different opinions, as we just quoted, when it's mutter, when it's osur. L'chein nirali, the yesh l'zor sh'loi lo'im adavish l'apeg, ki imma sh'kosu po'i b'shulchan aruch. One shouldn't abuse this halacha. And one should always remember that indeed, as Rabbi Yosef teaches us in our Gemara, the halacha is dvarim shebiksav, yet rishoyim lo'im rim alpeh.